Is the Salvation Army going woke at all? Well, we're going to talk about that right now, and our guest is Kenny Xu, that's spelled X-U. He's the author of a new book called An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy. He's also the president of Color Us United, which advocates for a colorblind society. And their website, by the way, is colorusunited.org. Kenny, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jerry.
Sure. And just tell us real fast about your background, and especially, I think the last word in the subtitle of your book, meritocracy, is kind of the key almost of the whole thing. But what's your whole thesis in that book, An Inconvenient Minority?
My thesis is that the left's diversity project, right, which they bill us as something that helps Americans and the and minorities, and about black uplift, various reasons, is being deployed in actually a very discriminatory and exclusionary manner. And the Harvard discrimination case is case study number one of this, which I write about in my book, An Inconvenient Minority, where in the process of creating more diversity, Harvard accepts more black and Hispanic Americans than would be meritoriously qualified, actually discriminates against higher qualified Asian American. And what I mean by that is that an Asian American has to score 440 points higher on the SAT to have the same chance of admission as a black person, 150 points higher to have the same chance of admission as a white person. So in the process of trying to create diversity, colleges and Ivy League institutions, corporate boards, and the progressive left is actually discriminating against the most qualified and eliminating meritocracy.
Wow. By the way, when you speak, speak closer to the phone, if you would. Okay, so let's focus on the Salvation Army, because you've actually reached out to them and said, hey, you know, listen, don't color all white people. Well, maybe that's a bad choice of words, but color all white people as if they're racist. And apparently they did have a publication called Let's Talk About Racism, which they have since pulled because of the negative feedback that they've received on it. But is the Salvation Army going woke?
They pulled it, but they didn't apologize for it. They most likely pulled it just to get it out of the public eye. In the reality, the Salvation Army has been concealing mandatory DEI trainings, internal surveys on trying to find racism within the Salvation Army.
I need you to define something. What do you mean by this DEI? Is that discrimination?
So DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's corporate speak for basically asserting, in order to have DEI, right, you have to assert that the current culture is exclusionary or discriminatory. So the purpose of a DEI training is to show people that the Salvation Army is discriminatory or exclusionary towards black people. And in the process, you can DEI trainings are sort of like class sessions where you get taught that you have to actually see race. You know, and you actually have to use race, and you have to go easy on black people and Hispanic people because they face so much systemic racism in life that you have to make exceptions for them in order for them to survive and thrive in society.
Okay, well, first of all, we know that the Salvation Army does a lot of work among, you know, the very poor people, whether they're white or black. Are you saying that, in some ways they've kind of bought into the whole critical race theory, which is basically a Marxist view as applied to race, and it divides people?
Yeah, the number one premise of why Color Us United, my group, which I run, why we're looking at the Salvation Army, is because the Salvation Army is the least racist organization ever. They were formed specifically to serve needs without discrimination.
Right.
And in 1898, they created the world's first non-discrimination ordinance. America's first non-discrimination ordinance by a large charity. That's 66 years before the Civil Rights Act. They were highly progressive for their time. They embodied the colorblind virtues, And they're supported by people who believe the same thing. So to go out and to accuse your own organization of harboring racism without evidence and trying to create a racism narrative against yourself for the purposes of DEI is ridiculous.
Have you reached out to them? I'm sure you have. And how have they responded?
Oh, many times. Before we publicized this campaign, I actually arranged a meeting between Commander Kenneth Hodder, who is the national commander of the Salvation Army, and myself. And I went to his national headquarters, and we had a great conversation. He was very hospitable. But then I asked him, Commander Hodder, you know that critical race theory does not help a single inner city child. You are in the best position to speak out against this divisive critical race ideology, which you know does not help a single child in the inner cities, in the slums, and the Salvation Army knows that. And Kenneth Hodder said, well, Kenny, I'll pray about it. And then in a week, he called me back and he said, I will not make a statement denouncing CRT. And that's when I said to him, well, Commander Hodder, it looks like we haven't worked hard enough to convince you. And now they're really feeling it in their in everything, in their donations, their employees leaving. They know what's going on, and they know how people are reacting to this.
Well, so what is it the Salvation Army said or did? And by the way, this is all within the last year, because I believe the really obnoxious teaching material that they came out with came out in April. Again, it's called Let's Talk About Racism. When I wrote about this about a month ago for my column, I couldn't even access the document because it was, you know, it had been pulled from the Salvation Army. I saw certain quotes from it, but I couldn't reference it because I wanted to be able to document it. So I just said, hey, this thing's been pulled, probably because of the blowback.
Yeah, well, we have Color Us United. We have the full document on our website, colorusunited.org. Go to our Salvation Army petition. Sign it if you'd like. Scroll down and you'll see the whole Let's Talk About Racism packet. Of course, we're not going to let the Salvation Army get away with just pulling a document and thinking that all of their problems are solved, because their problems are not solved. They're harboring critical race theory inside their organization. It is trickling down from the top to the bottom. People are being indoctrinated with mandatory DEI training. There was a council just this January. They've been conducting surveys, you know, related to finding racism within the Salvation Army, racism that most likely does not exist, but they're trying to peddle the narrative anyway. This ideology is catching up to them, and it's going to catch up to any organization that tries to peddle wokeness in their organization. Eventually, this is going to damage cultures because critical race theory, as we both know, is inherently divisive and hurtful.
All right. For those not familiar with it, what do you mean by critical race theory?
Critical race theory is the ideology that purports that America is a racist society. And what that means is that America has so-called structures which are stacked against black people. Specifically.
Today.
Today. And the purpose of a critical race theorist is to find and create a narrative where the United States' current structures are stacked against black people. And the way that they normally do this is, for example, they'll say, well, look, the police are killing black people at a disproportionate rate because more black people per capita get killed by the police than white people per capita. But what, of course, they don't factor in is, you know, the rates of violence and the rate of police altercations are different between black people and white people. So it's actually not accurate to say that it's a racist society if you control for factors related to behavior. So that's the issue with critical race theory that I have.
So it's almost as if the critical race theorists make America, modern day America, out as if it's, let's say, Birmingham in, you know, the 1960s or early 1960s. You know, I mean, obviously there are some terrible blotches on America's past as far as racism is concerned. But my goodness, have we not made great strides in the last few years over this issue? Set few decades, really.
Yeah, critical race theorists focus on is creating a narrative that America is still in that position. And of course, you know, they would like to assert, for example, that people on my side, critics of critical race theory, are, you know, just trying to deny the teaching of slavery and Jim Crow, which is precisely not what we're trying to do. We know the history of slavery and Jim Crow, and we teach that currently in public school curricula and private school curricula all across the nation. What we're opposed to is the critical race assertion that racism is thoroughly embedded in our society, that it continues on today in its current form, and that America is a systemically racist country today. That is what we're opposed to.
Okay, and as far as the Salvation Army, are they feeling the heat?
Yeah, absolutely. We at Color Us United, we conducted a new poll released by Newsweek and Rasmussen, and we found that between the times that the Salvation Army donors were let know of the Let's Talk About Racism packet and the assertions that America is a systemically racist country, you had 11% unfavorable from the Salvation Army, moving up to 41% unfavorable since they've heard about it. So the unfavorable ratings are going way up, donations are going way down, and I think the Salvation Army has a choice to make next year. And really, we wanted them to make it early on in December before, but instead of doing that, they just doubled down and they refused to talk. They would try to attack us, attack me, attack our organization, and basically being children about this. Don't lie to your donors, Salvation Army. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Apologize for your curriculum. Say America is not a racist country. And I'm sure you, these people will forgive you, but you have already damaged yourself so thoroughly that I don't think that they're coming back.
Oh, well, I mean, this is an organization that was originally founded in the 1860s in England. And as you said earlier, I mean, they've had a tremendous track record. I just hate to see this. I just feel like they've made some bad missteps, and I hope they come clean and get rid of all this garbage and move on and get back to what they used to be. But this reminds me of that phrase, get woke, go broke.
Indeed. And that's what Color Us United, my organization, is fighting for. We're fighting for race-blind America. We're empowering the ordinary employees, including the officers who spoke up against the Salvation Army. Those are the people we were working with, ordinary Salvation Army officers, to get this message across. Because people need to know that creating a narrative of division and racial wokeness doesn't help a single inner city child. All it does is create division, hatred, and resentment between your fellow man.
You know what one of the big keys is? The key is family. If you can strengthen the family, and I mean the nuclear family, extended family is good, but the nuclear family in particular, strengthen that, and you can really give kids a much better future. But if you tear down the family, and this is why, I mean, Black Lives Matters as an organization, they even had on their website, I believe they pulled it, but they had some information, you know, basically we're opposed to the nuclear family. Oh, well, that's great. You know, now you'll, you know, just make more poor people in this world. We have about a minute left. The family.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you know, if you want to support our mission to talk about culture instead of race, to empower the individual, and to promote true tolerance, donate to us at colorusunited.org. That's colorusunited.org. And my book is An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence and the Fight for Meritocracy.
Okay, we have half a minute left. What would you like to see the Salvation Army do in 2022?
In 2022, the Salvation Army has already thoroughly damaged itself, but it needs to make a choice. Is it going to kowtow to the progressive left? Is it going to become a political organization masquerading as a social welfare organization? Or is it going to return to its true roots of Christian service and preaching the gospel? And I think that that's what it has to do. I'm going to leave that up to the Salvation Army officers and the leadership to decide.
Okay, Kenny Hsu, thanks so much for joining us. All the best.
Thank you, you too.